This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Friday, a magnificent Friday. Oh my gosh, what a day it has been. We're deporting 500,000 Haitians. The Supreme Court actually did a bunch of things right. The Ask Dr. Jesse questions are so good. I'm borderline giddy thinking about the wonderful show we're going to have tonight, thanks to you. And let me just say before we get into, I'm going to play some of Trump's comments about all the Supreme Court stuff today, which you already know about. Parents got a big win, meaning parents who don't want their kids indoctrinated in the rainbow demon cult, they got a big win. Trump's injunction, the injunction presidency, which it's been, all these communists, the Democrats put into place in judicial robes, they got dealt a blow. It's a wonderful, wonderful day. It is an incredible day. And I just want to say, we didn't win today, meaning we didn't win everything. But if you picture the communists as being in an ancient city with high walls, what happened today with the Supreme Court, specifically the part about stopping the injunctions, stopping this district judge from stopping the president, we put a hole in the wall today. We have not won, but it was a tremendous day for sanity in this country. The communists put up that wall with the intention of protecting their revolution and stopping Donald Trump. And the Supreme Court today put a hole in that wall, a big one. We still have a lot of work to do, no question about it. But you really, really, really should feel good today. You remember what I said after Trump won in November? Trump won in November. We have the House. We have this presidency. And I said, if you are a person on the right, no matter how old you are, you don't have huge wins that fall into your lap every day. Because we lost so much of the culture and things like that, wins for us, they're not that common. They happen, but they're not that common. And like I said, after that election, I said, allow yourself to feel good, to be happy, to smile. What happened today should have you smiling ear to ear. I know all the problems still to come. I know. Smile today. The communist was dealt a brutal, brutal blow tonight, today. And the big guys, the good guys, I should say, man, did we get a W. So this is a little long. I'm going to let the man talk because it's a good day for him and a good day for
Thanks
us.
Thanks to this decision, we can now promptly file to proceed with numerous policies that have been wrongly enjoined on a nationwide basis. And some of the cases we're talking about would be ending birthright citizenship, which now comes to the fore. That was meant for the babies of slaves. It wasn't meant for people trying to scam the system and come into the country on a vacation. This was.
Let me pause really quickly, just because I don't want there to be any confusion. I know it's a fairly obvious point, but just bear with me. We did not end birthright citizenship with this decision today. I've seen some people getting confused and throwing out confusing messages. That didn't happen today. What Trump is saying is, it allowed us to attempt to stop that. What happened today opened up the door for us to attempt to walk through it. That's what we're saying. Okay, so birthright citizenship is still a thing. It hasn't stopped.
It was the same date, the exact same date, the end of the Civil War. It was meant for the babies of slaves, and it's so clean and so obvious. But this lets us go there and finally win that case because hundreds of thousands of people are pouring into our country under birthright citizenship, and it wasn't meant for that reason. It was meant for the babies of slaves. So thanks to this decision, we can now properly file to proceed with these numerous policies and those that have been wrongly enjoined on a nationwide basis, including birthright citizenship, ending sanctuary city funding, suspending refugee resettlement, freezing unnecessary funding, stopping federal taxpayers from paying for transgender surgeries, and numerous other priorities of the American people.
It was a great day. He talked a lot more.
This morning, the Supreme Court has delivered a monumental victory for the Constitution, the separation of powers, and the rule of law in striking down the excessive use of nationwide injunctions to interfere with the normal functioning of the executive branch. The Supreme Court has stopped the presidency itself. That's what they've done. And really, it's been an amazing period of time this last hour. There are people elated all over the country. I've seen such happiness and spirit. Sometimes you don't see that, but this case is very important. I was elected on a historic mandate, but in recent months, we've seen a handful of radical left judges effectively try to overrule the rightful powers of the president to stop the American people from getting the policies that they voted for in record numbers.
Now, let's speak for a moment about part of why this is so important and part of why it's huge. Remember that the communist needs force and he needs total, complete control. The idea is you're never allowed to escape from it, ever. You're never allowed to vote your way out of it. You're not allowed to have a choice. He believes he is right, and he doesn't care about your opinion on it, and he believes you must be forced, if necessary, to live under his rule. Remember that dirty commie in New York? We're not going to play the soundbite again, who said, well, no, even if we put up these high corporate taxes and corporations leave, we'll just run you down anyway. The communist needs total control, needs total force. That's why things like this parental decision today was necessary. We'll talk about that really quickly. What happened? Parents, they don't want their children being forced to learn from gay handbooks, LGBTQ handbooks. Hey, Timmy, learn why you should be gay too. Parents understandably don't want their children forced to learn that filth. The Supreme Court stepped in today and did great.
Sir, on the transgender ruling, the Supreme Court ruling that parents with religious objections can pull their kids out of public school lessons that use LGBTQ materials. Pam brought it up. Your reaction to that ruling today, sir?
I think the ruling was a great ruling, and I think it's a great ruling for parents. It's really a ruling for parents. They lost control of the schools. They lost control of their child. And this is a tremendous victory for parents. And I'm not surprised by it, but I am surprised that it went this far. It took us to bring life back to normal. So it's a wonderful. It's parental. And I kept saying, we will give you back your parental rights. They were taken away, and this is a tremendous victory for parents.
They were taken away, and they were taken away on purpose. Remember, whatever power the communist has, he believes in using it. And so when he can trap your children in America's public school system, well, that's not enough. You have to use that power. Now that we've got Aiden, Jaden, and Braden in third grade, well, we control them. They're ours now.
One of the speakers at our November rally, she quotes brilliantly and perfectly American philosopher James Baldwin. Baldwin says, the children are always ours.
Always. Always.
Every single one of them, all over the globe. And what comes next is, CT you think your children are its children. Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
That's the Chicago Teachers Union president. They've wanted your kids forever. That's how the communist thinks. When you're walking across the street with Aiden and you just bought him an ice cream cone, the communist looks at your child and dreams of breaking them away from you, shattering their value system and recruiting them as loyal foot soldiers. And since the communist took over America's public school system, he has endeavored to do exactly that, teaching your children to hate you, hate themselves, hate their country, recruiting them to be lifetime foot soldiers in the communist cause. That's why, of course, they started stuffing gay pornography in the public library, in the school library for kids to read, and then they'll force your child to sit there and learn from it. But that will stop today because it's understandably a separate religion, a competing religion. And people with any kind of religious bent realize that. Linda McMahon talked about it. Education Secretary Linda McMahon talked about it today.
The Supreme Court ruling in Mahmoud versus Taylor is not only a win for religious liberty, but parental rights. Parents have the right to know what their children are learning at school and to exercise their First Amendment freedom of religion to opt out of divisive and ideological lessons that go against their family's values and beliefs. The court rightfully held that schools cannot shut parents out or disregard their religious obligations to their children. We are proud to see families, not bureaucrats, reclaiming their role in raising their children according to their sincerely held religious beliefs.
It was a great day. Smile today. Smile all weekend. The communist was dealt a brutal blow today. The areas he seized, the control he's grabbed, a lot of it was taken from his grasp today, and you should be so, so happy. Look, every school can't be Hillsdale, right? Isn't Hillsdale the best? Hillsdale College, there's a reason the line is so long to get in. Look, myself included. I've already, in case you're wondering, I've already hit them up. My boys are 14 and 16. I've already said, could you maybe try to get them in there? Now, my kids probably aren't going to go to college because I'm pushing them towards trade schools, but if I can get them in Hillsdale, that's another story. In Hillsdale, you know they'll teach you and me at no cost. More than 40 online courses at no cost. It's not just for the brainiacs who get in. You can learn about capitalism from Hillsdale College. You can learn about the Constitution, the Roman Republic, the book of Genesis. You can learn these things from the great Hillsdale College at no cost. You can learn about them on your phone right now. Go to hillsdale.edu/Jesse and start enjoying. hillsdale.edu/Jesse. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent, magnificent Friday. Gosh, I cannot get the smile off my face. We don't have many days with W's like this, especially W's from the Supreme Court. And in case you're doubting what I said about the communist being wounded today, severely wounded, we put a hole in the wall today. Not saying the troops are pouring through that we've taken the city, but we put a hole in the wall. They know it.
The court has given this administration an enormous win. They have put one hand behind the backs of those who are trying to fight against this administration, and they have dealt a death blow to the rule of law.
Isn't that such a revealing quote? That's from MSNBC. From those who are trying to fight this administration. But she's talking about judges. That was really the biggest ruling today. These district judges, some random judge, you know, San Francisco, he doesn't get to stop somebody from being deported. He doesn't get to stop the president of the United States of America. And everyone knows that that's the right ruling. But again, I described it as a wall around the city because that's how the communist views it. He has taken all these institutions and taken this and taken that and taken that. He has most definitely taken the law schools, really conquered our legal profession, which is a dangerous place to be as a country. And they started stacking every single court with the most radical people they could possibly find in order for them to do exactly what they've done. Every time you look at one of these rulings and you say, that's insane, well, again, these judges, they don't view themselves as judges first. What do they view themselves as first? You know it. We talk about it all the time. Ketanji Brown Jackson today, she was super loud and angry about this whole thing. The Supreme Court judge, everybody's calling her a moron, and she may be a moron. It's not that she's a moron, though. She doesn't see herself as a judge, as a Supreme Court justice. The district judges, the Boasberg, all these judges, they don't see themselves as judges first. They're communists first, fighting a revolution. And they grab the role they've grabbed. They put on those judges' robes because they view that as a weapon, an incredibly powerful weapon for the revolution. They believe they are there to fight the revolution. And today, so much of that power has been stripped from them. You can't do this to us. We put in these revolutionaries, and now you've tied one hand behind their back.
The court has given this administration an enormous win. They have put one hand behind the backs of those who are trying to fight against this administration, and they have dealt a death blow to the rule of law.
What a revealing quote. Judges are trying to fight the administration? Not that that's news to you, not that that's something you didn't know, but what a revealing quote. And I just want to touch again on the Ketanji Brown Jackson thing, because I do see a lot of people on our side calling her dumb. Oh, she's so dumb that she really got slapped down today. She's really stupid. She's really dumb. And I'm not calling her smart. Again, she probably is quite dumb. She certainly sounds dumb when she talks. But she doesn't make these opinions. She doesn't vote the way she votes because she's dumb, because she doesn't know the law. And she may not know the law, but that's not why she votes the way she votes. She wakes up every single morning and puts her pants on and goes to sleep every single night and lays her head on the pillow as a communist warrior. That's how she sees herself. And the day Joe Biden, diversity, hired her onto the Supreme Court, she celebrated, not just because she gets to be a Supreme Court justice for the rest of her life. She celebrated because, well, I'll put it to you this way. Imagine there's an army. There's a 100-person army of Indians, wild Indians, bows and arrows running at you. And you only have a single shot musket. Yeah, you'll be able to take one or two out, but you're probably going to die. Now imagine someone comes and takes that musket out of your hands and hands you a belt-fed machine gun of some kind. You've got a brand new weapon to fight the enemy with, one that you can probably wipe him out with. That's how Ketanji Brown Jackson felt the day they made her a Supreme Court justice. She was already fighting the communist revolution. She already had a weapon. But man, you give her the power of a SCOTUS role? Now she can really fight for the communist revolution. We really do ourselves and our mentality a disservice when we describe these communist revolutionaries as dumb. She's not dumb. She's a warrior. She's a warrior for her cause. She's an enemy combatant, and she views you as an enemy combatant. She has declared war and fights a war. And when we say things like, well, she's just so dumb, makes us sound like we don't know there's a war. But there's a war. All right. I've had enough of talking about these wonderful stories. Maybe we'll touch on them some more, but there's so many Ask Dr. Jesse questions. Like an Article 5 convention of the states. Somebody's really demotivated, thinks we're fighting a losing battle. All that and so much more. Now, you know what the date is today? It's June 27th. July 4th, Independence Day is coming. Have you nominated a veteran in your life yet to receive a free American flag from Pure Talk? An allegiance flag made in America. This is special and it's important. Bless a veteran this Independence Day. Is there a better way to say thank you? That triangular box shows up. We're already getting emails from people who've gotten them. They're blessed beyond measure. And while you're at it, don't you think that company has earned your business? Has Verizon ever earned your business in that way? AT&T, T-Mobile? Switch to Pure Talk. Keep your phone. Keep your phone number. It's not complicated. It's easy. You deal with an American, a pleasant American on the phone who speaks English. They're just wonderful. This is the kind of company that makes me proud to do business with them. Are you proud to do business with AT&T? Dial pound 250 and say Jesse Kelly. Pound 250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, amazing Friday. And it's time to get into your emails because I owe you that. We had to talk a lot of SCOTUS stuff and the great wins and celebration. We'll probably do some more of that. But obviously, we're celebrating mostly your questions. You can still email me. We're live here tonight. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Let us begin. The subject of this one is human action theory. Dr. Jesse, I just turned 44 last month. I'm getting more and more convinced that human action can be predicted. What I mean is that there are outliers that try to or sometimes successfully alter the course of society, but more than not, people in society act with predictable outcomes. This has demotivated me recently because I feel like we are constantly fighting for a free and open society, but most people just want a king. Your thoughts? Let me tell you something. Have you ever wondered why a free country founded by good people, brave people, that had a constitution that would limit the government and that all the things we had as a country? Have you ever marveled at how much of it the communist has been able to take over? How much filth is out there now? How much evil's out there now? I'm sure you have. I have. We talk about it on the show all the time. How did he do it? How did he do that? Was it one Supreme Court ruling? One presidential election? Well, FDR. But you know how he did it? He fought all the time. Every day. Every year, the evil people in this country and other countries, but the evil people in this country fought to destroy this beautiful country of ours. And do you know why they wake up and fight all the time? They're always fighting. Midterms, fighting. Off-year election, fighting. Local election, fighting, fighting, fighting. Do you know why they do that? They enjoy it. The daily grind of politics that so many of us, myself included, find kind of crappy and boring and miserable. Evil communists love that daily grind. When I was, this will answer your question, just stay with me. When I was running for Congress, knocking on doors was just something that was expected. Me, my people, volunteers mostly, we would get our lists together and we would drive out to a neighborhood. This was in the Tucson area. It would be a Saturday or a Sunday. And it would be 3, 4, 5 hours, sometimes in 110 degree heats, Tucson, Arizona, walking up to doors, knocking on doors, essentially cold calling people in their homes. You know you're going to get yelled at sometimes. People are annoyed. I said, no soliciting. Get out of here. You suck. Or, I mean, there might be somebody, maybe you're in a bit of a hurry, you have a 10 more blocks to get to, they want to talk to you for 20 minutes, it's hot, it's all these things. It sucked. Did you know that? I hated it. Most people hated it. That's a daily grind thing that's necessary. It sucked. Communist loves it. Loves it. You mentioned, you know, people want a king, people want this, people want that. The fight to preserve a wonderful, free society that's not evil, that's not totalitarian, that's not communist, that's not any of those things, the fight is forever. There is no destination here. As I have told you before, that is not to bring you down. It's actually to change your mindset and lift you up. Me, we are destination people. I want a final victory. Like today, this Supreme Court ruling. This is surely a final victory, right? It's a final victory over those judges. Final victory. Now we don't have to hassle about these things. No, it's not. There is no final victory on this planet over evil. There is no final victory that will be had in your lifetime over evil on this planet, because evil has always been here, always will be here, and they are never tired. They are waking up every single day, loving the grind, loving the fight, loving destroying whatever it is, your school, your sport, your country, your FBI, your military. They love that crap. They love the daily grind of it. You mentioned human nature. People want a king. There's no question. There are people all around us. They want to be herd animals. They want a king. They want a tyrant. They want all this. There's no question. And you know what? We will always have those people. Now, we can work to reduce their number by better educating people. We are always going to have a fight. I promise you, no matter how old you are, you, when you die, and you will, the fight will still be ongoing. The evil people will still be there, and they will still be fighting. Now, you can look around and get just exhausted and exasperated by that. What? We're never going to win, but that's because you have the wrong destination in mind. Set the destination out of your mind and accept that every day will be some sort of a battle and learn to love it. Maybe that sounds dumb. Well, how am I supposed to learn to love it? Telling you, fight and win one victory. Forget national. Set presidency, Trump, or all that stuff aside. Let me challenge you with something. Get involved in a state or local race, wherever you're at, wherever a victory is obtainable, okay? And it doesn't have to be an official run for office. It could be a prop that you're into or this. Or that. It could be school board, whatever it is. Maybe you don't run. Maybe you help someone else that's running. Maybe you run. But if you are disheartened, get involved in one race and stay involved in races until you get one victory, and then tell me if you're too tired. That one victory, the one day you deal a blow to the evil people, that is a day you will realize, man, the fight actually isn't that bad. We can get these wins. There are wins, tons of them to be had out there. And let me encourage you with this, especially right now. We are in a period of time right now, as you're listening to the sound of my voice on June 27th or June 28th, if you're one of the Next Day podcast people, as you're listening to the sound of my voice on June 27th, the culture is shifting in our direction for the first time in years. Young people are sick of the communist filth. They're sick of the tyranny. They're sick of being screamed at. They're sick of being nagged at. They're sick of having their lives wrecked. They're sick of the crime, sick of the open border. People are sick of it. The only people who are fully committed communists right now are old people who are dying. We have a culture that is blowing in our direction. Even corporate America is afraid of us. If there was ever a time to get involved locally and grind for something and fight for something, now is that time. Oh, but I'm in California. There are wins to be had, even in California, even in New York, even in Connecticut. We're not going to win everything, not everything. But now is the time, if you want to get involved, to fight and win. Look, maybe it's at your work. Forget about political races. Remember that email I read a little while ago? I think the guy was a nurse or something like that. He worked at a hospital. They put out some Pride Month filth, some bulletin. He didn't lay down and take it. No more of that. Marched right into the office and said, "This is disgusting. Take this down." And he won. They did. Fight one battle until you win it. If you lose one, pick a different one and fight that until you win it. We, all of us, myself too, I'm talking to me too. We have to learn to love the grind the way the communist loves the grind. He enjoys destroying things every single day. He loves it. And because he loves the grind, he's achieved so much. It's like the person who falls in love with working out. Maybe you're out of shape or whatnot. You fall in love with working out. It just becomes an addiction. You're always running or lifting or doing something like that. You wake up after a year or two, look at yourself in the mirror. Oh, my gosh, I look fantastic. because you fell in love with the grind. All right? All right. Let's talk about a convention of the states and so much more before we do that. Chalk will help you with this. Did you know that? I'm not kidding. Ah, Jesse, I don't have the energy. That's because you haven't been taking your male vitality stack from Chalk. Your female vitality stack. Jesse, I'm confused. I don't have the energy for it. I don't know. I'm unsure of myself. Try some natural herbal supplements and tell me how your mind feels, how your confidence feels, how your mood feels, your energy. I have senior citizens emailing me telling me they don't need to nap anymore because of Chalk. Whatever your age, young, old, man, woman, the anti-communists at Chalk have something for you. And if you have questions, the Dimes are standing by the phone to take those questions. 50CHOQ3000. 50CHOQ3000. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Friday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Jesse, it's the subject of this one is Article 5. Please address my question on the air and try to help me understand. Why is more attention not given to the ongoing effort to implement Article 5 through Convention of the States? We all know that the Constitution needs to be amended in order to fix a number of important problems, lobbying and term limits among them. Seems to me that conservative media should be pounding this every day. Give Convention of the States some love, free pub, and recruit some contributors for them. Okay. First, if you are an Article 5 Convention of the States fan, I think you have a lot of great points. Not insulting you in any way. I think you have a lot of great points. Why don't I pound on it? Okay. You say amendments. Because just so you know, the states, in case you're not aware, the states can convene and the states can propose amendments if you get enough. Three-fourths is what it takes to actually ratify it. But you need three-fourths of the states to ratify it, you're good to go. Okay, so that's how it works. Article 5 Convention of the States. And what people want are the red states to convene and propose amendments to the Constitution for things like this guy just said, like term limits and things like that. Okay. All right. Here's my point. Here's why I don't pound on it. It's not that I'm against it, but here's why I don't pound on it. I think in a lot of ways, we are in a post-law America. Not always. I'm not saying America's gone or anything like that. But in a lot of ways, I feel like we are in a post-law America, and therefore proposing even something like a new amendment may not do the good we think it will do. For instance, this birthright citizenship thing. Trump addressed it again today after the Supreme Court thing.
Thanks to this decision, we can now promptly file to proceed with numerous policies that have been wrongly enjoined on a nationwide basis. And some of the cases we're talking about would be ending birthright citizenship, which now comes to the fore. That was meant for the babies of slaves. It wasn't meant for people trying to scam the system and come into the country on a vacation.
Now, what he just said is known by everyone. Maybe your liberal Aunt Peggy's watched enough CNN, she doesn't know that, but for the most part, especially people in the legal profession, judges, lawyers, left and right, they know what Donald Trump said is true. The 14th Amendment was for slaves, slaves whose children obviously should be American citizens. The law has been so perverted by evil people who know it's wrong that now illegals from all over the world will come, step foot over the border, have a baby in this country, and the evil people will grant that baby citizenship. That is so nakedly unconstitutional and unlawful. And yet, as of right now, that is the way the law in America operates. My point with all this is we want to be a nation of laws. I want that. I would hope you want that. You do want the laws to matter a lot. But you can degenerate to a point as a nation, and every single empire does degenerate to this point. You can degenerate to a point as a nation where laws are not necessarily as important as they used to be because the country's so full of evil people, they just ignore it. It doesn't matter what the law is. Remember that great quote? I love this quote from Pompey Magnus, ancient Rome. Pompey Magnus, he said, because somebody was protesting, he was doing something illegal with a gang of thugs. And they said, what you're doing is illegal. It's unlawful. Rome had been a society that practically worshipped the law. The law was everything. Pompey and his gang of thugs were doing something unlawful. And somebody said, that's unlawful. And he said, do not quote laws to men with swords. Do you think Ketanji Brown Jackson cares about the law, the Constitution? Judge Boasberg? This is not to dump on a convention of the states. It's not to dump on the idea of a new amendment. But if I could give you whatever new amendment you want, maybe it is term limits, which isn't necessarily my thing, as we talked about before, but what if I were to give you term limits, snap my fingers, there's an amendment right there. You have your term limits. It's right there, clear as day, and it's an amendment to the Constitution. How long do you think it would take the evil people of this country to find a way to twist that, interpret that differently, find a workaround for it, and use that to abuse the United States of America? I do not believe an Article 5 Convention of the States is the silver bullet that will save the United States of America. The silver bullet that will save the United States of America is a focused, ongoing effort to change and educate the people of this country into what America is great at, into how great the country is, how blessed we are to be here, to why freedom, free markets matter, and to why limited government matters. We need to change the people, not change the law. That really sums up my point perfectly. I guess I'm giving myself credit for that. We need to change the people, not change the law. Yeah, it's a good point. Chris has said, we don't want to put the time in at the gym. And I understand that. We want this magic bullet. No, we just need a new president, a new ruling, a new amendment, an Article 5 convention, because those things sound fast. Good. We'll shoot it down. But it's taken the communists decades to do what he's done. It will take us decades to undo it, period. Speaking of which, abortion. It's a great example, actually. How did we get to a place where we are still aborting babies en masse in the country? Isn't that a crazy thing to be? Even if you're not as pro-life as I am, isn't that wild that we abort babies by the million? How did that happen? And why haven't abortions gone down? We overturned Roe versus Wade. It's actually a perfect example. We overturned Roe versus Wade. Abortions have maintained right where they were or increased. We didn't change the culture. We didn't change the people. We changed the law. We didn't change the people. That's why preborn works, by the way. Preborn doesn't change the laws. Preborn changes the heart. By giving a woman a free ultrasound, you're changing her heart. She's ready to dump it. She's ready to kill it. It's a clump of cells. It's an inconvenience until she hears that heartbeat. Then it's her baby. That's what preborn does, with your help, by the way. Over 200 babies a day live because of you in preborn. $28 buys that young woman that ultrasound. Preborn.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.